HarperCollins presents The Bletchley Park Girls, Book 1. Summer Secrets at Bletchley Park by Molly Green, read by Lucy Scott. To all the men and women who worked in the enigma that was Bletchley Park, it's been widely acknowledged that the codebreakers brought about the ending of the war by approximately 2 years, thereby saving thousands of lives. The work, especially that performed by the women and girls, was mundane and tiring, the constant changing shifts causing havoc with their health. What's more, they were rarely told any details about any event they'd played a part in, nor how vital their work was in the war effort. But now their secret is out. We can thank them profusely for what they uncomplainingly achieved. It's also been officially recognised that the geniuses of Bletchley Park created the world's first electronic digital computer, the forerunner to our modern computers, namely Colossus. At appointed times, a facsimile of Colossus can be seen in action at Bletchley Park, as well as the National Museum of Computing in Block H. Both I can unhesitatingly recommend. Part 1. Chapter 1. 1st of September 1939. London. Dulcie Treadwell, firmly grasping the handles of her two carrier bags, pushed through Peter Jones's exit onto Sloane Square, glad to be out of the stuffy department store. She glanced about her. A window cleaner on a ladder outside one of the shops whistled as he spotted her. She looked up and grinned. Two young mothers pushed their prams past her, chatting together, taking no notice of their babies howling. A bus rumbled by, and a man rushed after it, grabbing the rail to haul himself onto the platform. A perfectly normal London scene. And yet a strange stillness hung in the air, a waiting, an expectation. She felt she could almost cut it with a knife. It had been a hot, dry fortnight. Dale, as she preferred to be called, stood on the pavement, enjoying the heat of the morning sun on her face, the carrier bags brushing her legs. Anticipation fizzed through her at the thought of showing off her new dress and shoes to Jane and Rhoda at the tea dance on Sunday, her 21st birthday. Thrusting out her hand to grab the attention of a taxi coming towards her, she stepped into the road. Annoyingly, it sped by. So did the next one. Dale crossed the road and made her way briskly towards Eaton Square. She became aware of a strong male voice from an open window of one of the houses she was passing. She slowed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?